Good evening, everyone. We were in the middle of a story. We had the story of Rabbi Zakkai, whose disciples asked him why he merited longevity. And he said that he was always careful to make kiddush over wine. And then one Friday afternoon, he did not have any wine to make kiddush on. And his elderly mother saw him saddened, and she took the shawl. They had, in ancient times, they had different things they used to cover their hair. So she took the bottom covering and sold it in order that they have wine for Kiddush. And the Talmud says that by the time his mother passed away, she left him an inheritance of 600 flasks of wine. And when he passed away, he left flasks of wine for his children. So he was extra careful with the mitzvah of Kiddush on wine, and ultimately he ended up being able to afford plenty of wine. The Talmud says if one is careful with the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, then that's an amulet for having children who are Talmidei Chachamim. A person who's careful with the mitzvah of Mezuzah merits to have a nice home. A person who's careful with the mitzvah of Tzitzis will merit to have nice clothing. A person who is careful with the mitzvah of Kiddush will merit to have flasks of wine. And Hashem does extra kindness with the righteous, gives them wealth with His kindness according to His understanding. And a person shouldn't ask, why is it that this tzaddik specifically got wealthy? Because we said that we don't understand everything is just, but we don't understand the system with which Hashem runs the world. The story is told of Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa that a heavenly voice would come out from Sinai every day and say, the whole world is sustained, gets their food in the merit of Hanina, my son. And Hanina, my son, he's happy with a kav of carob from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. You guys know how much a kav is? Kav is the volume of about like two Coke bottles, a little bit less even. That's how much carob he had all week. No cereal, no Wheaties, no...
How much?
No bread and butter.
How much?
Approximately a bottle and a half of a Coke bottle. That volume of carob. That was his food for the week. And his wife...
The other size of the size now?
I don't know. When his wife...
Of Coke bottle.
Yeah.
Which size?
I'm not following. And his wife, when she'd see other women cooking in honor of Shabbos, she didn't have anything to cook in honor of Shabbos. All she had was a little bit of wood. So she'd take what wood? He says she'd take wood and just put pots of water so that her neighbors would see that there's fire coming out of their chimney and she's cooking like everyone else. And then it was one Friday afternoon and she had a nosy neighbor who thought to herself, they don't have any food. Where are they going to have food from? So she decided she wanted to see what was happening. And she came and knocked on the door. And... we'll pick up here, Bezat Shem, next time.